You want some real talk? I'm ready for spring. Recently, I saw a social media post talking about the 18 seasons that Oregon experiences. And I think we're just past the fake spring season and directly in the more winter when it should be warm season. Coming up next, pollen. So much pollen season. Can't wait for that one. But you're here for a weather report of a different type. The real estate weather in the Pacific Northwest. I'm Beth. He's Terry.
Hello.
Hey, and we're over the cold or the cloud, but we're happy to be with you. Hey, Terry.
Good.
Are you over the cold cloud?
Yeah. So 18C, is that in a day? Or?
Well, I hope not.
Okay.
But
yeah, you know, my experience has been 18 seasons in a day is a bit much.
Yes, it is.
But maybe in a week.
Yes. So,
but I'm totally with you. The pollen season coming up, not a good time.
No.
For sure.
No.
So what do you think the one topic is that listeners and viewers should focus on this month?
Well,
that's the subject of our new segment, which we call
The Headline.
Yay!
Tell us about it.
Okay, so just recently at our annual leadership retreat, you know, we get together with our board of directors more than once a year, but we actually do an off-site meeting once a year. Typically comes in the sort of late winter, very early spring, so around the beginning of February. And at this year's leadership retreat, it was really cool. I got the first sneak peek at the concept work our development and design team have put together for the completely new RMLS website. I have to tell you, I was really impressed. You know, I've been around MLS systems for a long time, and the design was super clean, very modern. As you would expect, the organization on the sample screens I saw just made for a tremendously improved tech experience. The user interface, much cleaner and much more logical. Our teams are really prioritizing a design-first philosophy, making sure the presentation of how the information and options that we make available to our subscribers guide all the other decisions. So, you know, I would say, and I think I've mentioned this before, perhaps in a previous podcast, RMLS Web, as we currently know it, has been around and in use for 20 years, give or take, even a little bit more than that.
Right.
You know, when you stop to think about leveraging a foundation of a house for over 20 years, ultimately it ends up needing a little bit of sprucing up.
A little TLC, yes.
A little TLC, a few cracks in the foundation maybe. So to think that we got 20 years out of the original RMLS web system is outstanding.
Yes.
I think that speaks volumes to the capabilities and competencies of our technical staff.
I agree.
But with that being said, it's time to move on. It's time for a whole new thing.
Yes.
And, you know, they're starting with the mobile app.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a long development process. You know, it's not easy replacing a monolithic system like RMLS Web. But with that being said, we're extremely confident you're going to be pleased when you do get to see it. So stay tuned.
Great.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about some of the numbers for the prior month and in comparison to the prior year. Mm-hmm. Let's warm up with how real estate listings and sales looked in February.
Okay.
Starting with Oregon, inventory sank 0.5 of a month from January, back down to 3.1 months supply. That's certainly been up and down a lot lately. I will say 3.1 months is, in the big picture, not bad.
Right.
You know, in comparison to what we've seen in the recent past. So that's really not that bad. There are plus signs for every category. There's been modest gains in the number of listings, the number of sales, And of course, prices continue to climb. So how does February 2024 measure up to February 2023? Quite well, actually. Inventory was 8/10 of a month up versus last year. Active listings were up about 1,300 units. New listings up 500 units. In the price area, average sales price was up about $9,000 and median climbed $13,000. Let's take a look at those same metrics for the Washington side of the fence. Inventory took a bit of a bigger tumble, falling 8/10 of a month spot down to 2.6 months supply. Every other category, other than active listings, which basically stayed the same, took small steps upward. Compared to February 2023, this February similarly offered varied results. We did see smaller gains than Oregon, but gains all the same. Inventory is nicely up 7/10 of a month's supply from last February. New and active listings up a couple hundred each. Closed sales and median sale prices were flat. Now for our regular categories. And you know, we talk about spikes and streaks and all sorts of fun things here.
Yes.
In terms of statistical spikes, which indicate sharp rises or falls from the previous month, most of the spikes weren't that sharp. North Coastal saw new listings go from 101 in January to 148 in February. Douglas County gained 40 more pending listings from the prior month. And to close out that category, Union's average sales price just about doubled, almost hitting $500,000.
Wow.
So let's talk about some streaks. So streaks, obviously, ongoing trends. Seemingly, they would indicate sustained momentum. Active listings in Mid-Columbia were down for the sixth straight month, while Douglas, Lane, Polk, and Marion counties saw actives fall for the fifth straight month. So now let's talk a little bit about a milestone. And the only milestone this month were high points for total market time. Total market time was the highest for Coos County and Southwest Washington since 2020. Lane County since 2016. Wow. And Portland Metro since 2014. So that is a pretty substantial milestone.
Yes.
Ultimately, what that means, obviously, sellers in those areas are seeing their properties sit on the market for a good long while. So let's talk a little bit about new construction in terms of new growth properties. It's a bit of a mixed bag this month. Portland Metro's down 30 spots from January to 283 new units. Southwest Washington, on the other hand, is up 20 spots to 163 units.
Okay.
Lane County didn't change a whole lot, only up 2 spots to 23 units. And that's the book on February. If any of the numbers seemed larger than last February, probably because there was an extra day this year, Beth.
Oh, I'm sure that made a difference, Terry.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
Wow. Well, thank you. In terms of armless news, if what you've been missing from our Real Talk experience is being able to see our lovely faces, you're in for a treat. We're expanding to video. In the next few weeks, we'll be releasing the video edition of Real Talk. You'll get to see us in the studio. You'll get to participate in a poll evaluating Terry's outfits. Just kidding.
Oh,
but seriously,
gosh.
We're not stopping there. We're going to have a new format with guests, more information, and all things RMLS, and more opportunities to get your questions answered. You might even get some time with our CEO.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned and stay ready. It's also a great time to be an Aligned Showings user. There are a bunch of new features, upgrades, and fixes on the way soon.
Nice.
From scheduling showings for multiple listing numbers to adding a total listing appointment counter to the listing side. Email notifications.
Very cool.
So Aligned Showings keeps getting better.
Yes, it does.
So with that, we wish you warm tidings and warmer coats. May the clouds dissipate for you and see you next month. And I have one quote here from Mr. Robin Sharma. We are all here for some special reason. Stop being a prisoner of your past. Become the architect of your future.
Oh, wow. That is profound.
Yeah, all for you, Terry.
Thank you, Beth.
Have a great day.
See you next month.
Bye.